Hello and welcome. You're watching Left, Right and Centre. I'm Vedant Agarwal. Our special focus on the show tonight. Well, Arvinder Singh Lovely, one of the top Congress leaders in the national capital and the Congress chief here, has stepped down from his position, and he says he was against the alliance with the Aam Aadmi Party in the national capital. He also cited differences with the Congress High Command and the AICC Delhi in charge as well here in the national capital. Well, he says that he's not going to join any other party, but he's going to consult with leaders and workers of the Congress here in the national capital before his next move. Take a look at this report.
मैंने दिल्ली प्रदेश कांग्रेस कमेटी के अध्यक्ष पद से इस्तीफा दिया है.
Weeks before Delhi goes to polls, a big setback for the Congress party. Senior Congress leader Arvinder Singh Lovely stepped down as president of Delhi unit over his party's alliance with Aam Aadmi Party. The old Congress loyalist said he was upset over outsiders tarnishing the party's principles.
फूलों की और जो कांग्रेस का कार्यकर्ता दिल से महसूस करता है उस पीड़ा को मेंशन करते हुए मैंने जो है अपना इस्तीफा भेजा है.
In his resignation letter, Lovely has accused Congress General Secretary Deepak Babaria for dictating terms in the state unit and also blamed two Lok Sabha candidates for endorsing Aam Aadmi Party's work in Delhi.
कांग्रेस नेतृत्व पर उन्होंने जो सवाल खड़ा किया, मैं समझ रहा हूं कि वो बिल्कुल अप्रस्तुत हैं, क्योंकि वो जो कुछ भी डिसीजन हो रहे थे उसमें वो भी कहीं ना कहीं सहभागी थे. जहां जहां भी मुझको लगता था कि कहीं गलत लोग जो हैं कोई पद पे नियुक्त होते होने जा रहे थे, तो मेरा काम ही वही है, इट्स इंचार्ज, कि पार्टी की जो है जहाँ की गतिविधि रहे वो एक सुनिश्चित दिशा में पार्टी के प्रस्थापित नॉर्म्स के तहत हो, और उसमें मैं रोकने की कोशिश करता था.
द इनफाइटिंग विद इन द कांग्रेस यूनिट केम टू द फोर hours after Lovely's resignation when the former Congress MLA Asif Mohammed Khan was heckled by Lovely's supporters.
अगर आपकी नियत में खोट नहीं होता तो आप खामोश जाके रिजिग्नेशन करके आ जाते, लेकिन जिस तरह से ओपनली आपने मीडिया को आपने वो लेटर जारी किया उससे सीधा सीधा फायदा बीजेपी को मिल रहा है. और मैं दावे के साथ कह रहा हूँ कि हर्ष मल्होत्रा जी के की जगह एक दो दिन में लवली जी कैंडिडेट डिक्लेयर कर दिए जाएंगे.
दो स्पेकुलेशंस वर राइफ दैट लवली मे स्विच द बीजेपी. सो फार ही हैज डाउज्ड दीज रूमर्स.
मैंने दिल्ली प्रदेश कांग्रेस कमेटी के अध्यक्ष पद से इस्तीफा दिया है और मैं अपने तमाम कांग्रेस के कार्यकर्ताओं से मिलूंगा, बात करूंगा, कहीं किसी पार्टी को अभी ज्वाइन नहीं कर रहा.
दो अरविंदर लवली हैजंट रिजाइन फ्रॉम द कांग्रेस पार्टी, बट हिज रेजिग्नेशन as the Delhi unit chief will only make the task of India bloc candidates more challenging in the ongoing Lok Sabha polls. With Mohammad Ghazali, Bureau Report, NDTV.
So the alliance with the Aam Aadmi Party has cost the Congress its capital chief. On Left, Right and Centre tonight, with India bloc split wide open in the capital, we ask, can the Aam Aadmi Party and the Congress keep its alliance together till May the 25th, when Delhi votes? Joining me on the program tonight, I'm being joined by Shazia Elmi, spokesperson of the BJP. Also, Anmol Pawar, spokesperson of the Aam Aadmi Party, is with us. Abhishek Dutt, spokesperson of the Congress, is also on the panel tonight. Thanks very much for joining us this evening. Going across to you first, Mr. Dutt, bad optics certainly for the Congress. Would you concede that, you know, the timing couldn't be worse? You have a top Congress leader in the national capital snubbing the party, saying that the high command did not give him enough space to work with freedom. How is the Congress looking at this?
And I've been through Mr. Lovely's letter. It is very surprising about the fact that he's mentioned in the letter. The timing is absolutely not right. At the same time, if you're a loyalist to the Congress party, there are certain places where you can always address your issues. Coming out in the open, writing a letter, posting it on social media, sharing it with media, shows the intention behind. Mr. Lovely ji has been involved in all the alliance meeting from day one. He's the one who's been talking to leaders in the Congress party about the alliance. He was asking for a ticket in this alliance.
Okay.
So when all this was involved, I don't think why he's mentioning all the facts which are absolutely wrong. If he's a loyal congressman, he's a senior leader of a party who switched to BJP 7 years back. Then he came back to the party. Party gave him position in the election commission. After that, before this crucial election, when the entire country is standing with the India alliance, 20 days before to give this letter gives a very bad taste. As a loyal congressman, he should have not done that.
Okay, but it reflects badly on the Congress as well, and I'll come back to that, but let me quickly take opening comments from everybody. Anmol Pawar, going across to you, you know, you are an alliance partner. Do you think that there was some sort of a communication gap between the Aam Aadmi Party and the Congress? Because, you know, Arvinder Lovely also said that the Aam Aadmi Party got the lion's share as far as the seat sharing plan here was concerned. Do you think that there was some sort of miscommunication, and, you know, alliances are all about mutual respect and sort of respecting each other's concerns. Do you think that was missing when this alliance was formed?
No, Vedant. I think there was no miscommunication, and India Alliance is fighting this election very strongly, and we will certainly win. Recently, day before yesterday, thousands of people gathered in Sunita Kejriwal's roadshow in East Delhi and pledged to eliminate the dictatorial, corrupt and undemocratic BJP-ruled central government. And the kind of love and blessings which we received during this Kejriwal Ko Ashirwad campaign is unimaginable. So the message is loud and clear that the people of Delhi have taken this election in their hands, and now this election has become people of Delhi versus the BJP.
Okay. Shazia Elmi, your response to that, because we saw how the BJP replaced all its incumbent sitting MPs. Six new faces have been fielded in the national capital. Do you feel that there is some sort of anti-incumbency against the MPs, the sitting MPs here in the national capital of the BJP, and perhaps one Congress chief stepping down from his post won't really matter when it comes to the electoral battle?
Vedant, good evening to you and also to all the panelists and all your viewers. First of all, I'd like to say that BJP has nothing to lose or gain and should not have any locus standi on this issue. Okay. But as a former Aam Aadmi Party founder, member, I would like to say that I, for one, find it really shocking that more than Aam Aadmi Party, because they have flip-flopped a million times, that Congress would be agreeable to an alliance such as what they have here, knowing very well that in Punjab, they are, you know, the knives are out where they are concerned. And also, it's very, you know, disappointing for me to see somebody like Abhishek there, who's been one of the finest, you know, counselors, who actually, who was one of those people who actually unearthed the liquor conspiracy and spoke so much about it. For him to now say unkind things about Arvinder Lovely, who might have joined BJP, might have left, but the fact of the matter was that he totally opposed, you know, this whole deal between Aam Aadmi Party and Congress. Right. So Abhishek, I find it really shocking that you would say such uncharitable things about Arvinder when you know very well, and you're one of the first people who actually not just took pictures of the mansion, the Sheesh Mahal that we saw, and couldn't believe that. And not just that, but you're also one of those who actually went out of your way to actually showcase the reality of Aam Aadmi Party.
Okay,
and its
since you've brought that up, Abhishek, your response to that, and also, would you concede that this is perhaps an unnatural alliance? You're fighting in Punjab, you know, you're going it alone there, and at the, you know, on the other hand, of course, as Shazia pointed out, the Congress really sort of trained guns at the Aam Aadmi Party during when the liquor policy case first came to the fore. So, would you concede that this is a desperate alliance, as many would call it?
Vedanta, you know, there are two things that we must understand today. Bharatiya Janata Party has taken 126 candidates who are not from Bharatiya Janata Party in the recent election. Look at Haryana. Bharatiya Janata Party has been in power for the last 10 years in state and center. Out of 10, 6 candidates have been imported from Congress Party. Look at all the corrupt leaders that Bharatiya Janata Party has been naming over the last 10 years. Adarsh scam was exposed by Mr. Modi himself. Ashok Chavan dialogue chakki piecing and piecing by the deputy CM currently himself. All these people who were accused by the Bharatiya Janata Party just dipped into the washing machine of Bharatiya Janata Party, and they've come out as Bharatiya Janata Party spokesperson. Look at Bihar today. Mr. Paltu Ramji, Nitish Kumar.
Abhishek, come back to Delhi.
I'm coming back to Delhi.
Yeah.
See, my point is, when the liquor scam happened, like Shazia Ji said, I can say it on your TV channel, I was the first person to expose the liquor scam.
Yes.
I want to ask you one thing. the final signatory in the liquor scam was a then Honorable LG appointed by Bharatiya Janata Party. Why till today, Mr. Anil Baijal, who was a Bharatiya Janata Party LG who signed on that form, has not been questioned?
Okay.
If Mr. Arvind Kejriwal ji is wrong, why is Mr. Anil Baijal not wrong? Why
that is not a question. Can I come in now?
I'll complete. Let me complete, Shadi. Let me complete. Let me complete.
No, no, no. You're speaking for a long time.
No,
you've
no, let me come.
So I agree with what you're saying, and that is in the realm of investigation, Abhishek, and I'll come back to Shazia. Shazia, I'll come back to you very quickly. Anmol Pawar, let me get Anmol Pawar first. Shazia, I'll come back to you.
I shone a light on Abhishek himself and what he stood for. So I'm glad, Abhishek.
Let's keep this personal thing out of it. Anmol Pawar, very quickly coming to you. Would you concede that there is a leadership void? Let's get Anmol Pawar, please, on screen. Shazia, I'll come back to you. Anmol Pawar, go ahead. Do you think that there's a leadership void with the Delhi Congress chief stepping down, with your chief, you know, chief minister, your party boss in jail? Is there a clear leadership void?
Vedant, I think that it won't be difficult for the people of Delhi to make a choice between the Vikas model of Bharatiya Janata Party, where V stands for victimizing opposition leaders, I stands for imaginary development, K stands for killing democracy, A stands for accommodating Narendra Modi certified corrupt leaders, and S stands for systematic misuse of central agencies, while on the other hand, we are offering a Kamka Delhi model of governance, which offers its citizens a comprehensive package of rights, opportunities and protection to ensure their well-being, prosperity and fulfillment. And I am reiterating that it is the people of Delhi who are fighting this election against the dictatorial BJP government.
Okay. So, but certainly, you know, Anmol Pawar, certainly there, you know, the trust factor, you talk about this Delhi model, your former education minister is in jail, your former health minister, who were architects of, you know, the two major planks of the Delhi model, health and education, they are in jail. So certainly their credibility is in question.
But we must also highlight the fact that why are they in jail? Because the BJP is rattled because they have not been in power since last 25 years. And with the kind of exemplary work done by Aam Aadmi Party and Arvind Kejriwal, they are very confident that they will never be able to grab power for next 25 years.
Okay,
as well.
Shazia, your response to that.
And this so-called liquor scam, just 10 seconds. And this so-called liquor scam, wherein after 2 years of investigation, they have not been able to recover a single penny, not a shred of evidence.
Okay, it's one against two, so I have to be fair in time distribution. Shazia, go ahead, your response to that. And
so
also,
I would like to say two things here.
Yeah.
First of all, when it comes to the liquor policy and the entire scam that happened, thank you, Abhishek, for giving all the details. And also, I would like to thank Abhishek also for the wonderful pictures of the Sheesh Mahal in which 70 crores was used by Arvind Kejriwal to beautify his home and use jacuzzis. So I would like to thank the Congress Party for highlighting it. No. Let me speak.
Please go ahead.
Let both of them speak uninterrupted. So I would really like to thank Abhishek, who I consider...
But you're not moving on from Abhishek, Shazia, looking at, you know, the electoral battle here in Delhi.
But I'm talking about the liquor policy and the Sheesh Mahal, for which I have to thank Abhishek. Because he was very much a part of the corruption of Arvind Kejriwal. Secondly, this friend here, this person who's representing Aam Aadmi Party, goes on talking about BJP. Now, it is the Supreme Court which has rejected the bail of Manish Sisodia. It is the Delhi courts and the Sessions Court which have not just once but many times, not just wrapped their knuckles, but actually given rationale as to why they should not be let out. We know about Satyendra Jain matter. It's an open and shut case, which is why he's been there like, forever.
Hmm.
And Manish Sisodia has been a year and a half. And the fact of the matter is, you can make up stories about the LG being there. Go call the LG if Anil Baijal is to be involved or not. I remember reading a letter because there was an inquiry of the kind.
Yes.
And I think the former LG did say something, though I wouldn't like to go there. But it's very easy to now to put it on LG because, you know, the fact of the matter is, you know, the partner with whom you are in bed with right now, out of sheer desperation, who you secretly hate because they are the ones who gobbled you up. I'm talking about Aam Aadmi Party having gobbled up Congress and in Delhi and Punjab. It must be very difficult, very frustrating and very, very annoying for them to deal with it. For the cadres and, of course, for senior leaders like Arvinder Lovely Ji, who has been there for a long time. For them to deal with this is humiliating for many people.
Let me give the last word to Abhishek. Abhishek, since it's your party, which is in question. Sin, Abhishek, that since your party is in question, do you think that, you know, these old hands of your party, do they feel that the due credit is not given to them? You know, perhaps we saw a similar set of sequence of events in Rajasthan, of course, in Punjab as well, in West Bengal. Do you think that there is some sort of a gap between the high command, between New Delhi and the state units?
Vedanta, as an official spokesperson of the party and currently being National Secretary of the Congress Party, I can officially say to you that Mr. Arvinder Singh Lovely was party to each and every discussion that happened with Aam Aadmi Party. He is the one who personally approached me to convince me to speak on Aam Aadmi Party. I'm
so
very
are
frank
you implying
as
that there is some second, personal ambition or some sort
Vedanta,
of opportunism to this?
Vedanta, let me complete. Let me
go
complete.
Ahead.
Mr. Lovely was the person who was attending all the screening committee meetings. Mr. Lovely's name was sent in the ticket in case he had any issue with this alliance. He shouldn't have asked for a ticket. For example, I didn't ask for a ticket. I could have easily asked for, for a ticket. I am with my party. Today, Bharatiya Janata Party is in alliance with 40 other political parties.
Yes.
Because they have an aim to reach into the parliament. They are in connection with 40 political parties. India alliance is only 28 to 30 parties. Since we are political in nature, we discuss in public forum. That's why you talk about India alliance. Tell me, have you ever heard Mr. Modi having a meeting with 40 alliance partners? They dictate their terms. Our system, we can agree
to
disagree.
So you are essentially saying that India alliance is more democratic, which is why you have your leaders coming out in the open. But many would say that, you know, dirty linen must not be washed in public. But I'm afraid I'm completely running out of time. Thanks very much, all of you, for joining us on the debate this evening. The battle for Delhi getting trickier by the day. Certainly a setback for the Congress here in the national capital.